Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of July 2018. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Mumbai has dismissed Cyrus Mistry's petition against Tata Group with respect to his removal as Tata Sons chairman and observed that Mr. Mistry's conduct does not augur well for smooth functioning of Tata Sons. Supreme Court has upheld the death penalty to four convicts who gang-raped and murdered a 23-year-old paramedic student in Delhi in 2012. Supreme Court has favored live streaming of court proceedings. Supreme Court has held that even a stationary vehicle can cause an accident, giving rise to claim under Section 165 of the Motor Vehicles Act. Supreme Court has held that New Okhla Industrial Development Authority, NOIDA, cannot be treated as a municipality to exempt it from payment of income tax. Supreme Court has reiterated that every attempt should be made by all the courts not to disclose the identity of victims in rape cases in terms of Section 228A of Indian Penal Code. Pakistan Supreme Court has banned former President and Pakistan People's Party, PPP, co-chairman Asif Ali Zardari and his sister Fairi Altalpa from travelling abroad in the wake of recent revelations in a fake bank accounts case. Madras High Court has observed that by no stretch of imagination can a birth certificate be construed as a nativity certificate. Uttarakhand High Court has ordered for removal of words such as police, high court, journalist, army etc. from private vehicles within 72 hours. Kerala High Court has held that simply filing a false complaint against a member of scheduled caste, before any authority, is not punishable under Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe, Prevention of Atrocities, Act, 1989. Karnataka High Court has observed that there need not be any apprehension of immediate arrest or detention in civil prison on issuance of a show cause notice by income tax authorities. Delhi High Court has quashed the list issued by Faculty of Law, DU of students detained for not meeting prescribed attendance, while directing the institution to hold at least 139 hours of extra classes for all those students desirous of attending the same and making up the shortfall in their attendance. Bombay High Court has granted interim relief to a group of 25 taxpayers who had filed a petition challenging the insistence of the Revenue Department to link their PAN card with their Aadhaar card in order to file tax returns. Delhi Bench of Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has held that payments made for air freight by the lessee company to such airline companies or its different agents are not liable to be taxed in India. Delhi Bench of Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, has held that tenant is eligible for deduction in respect of the amount of property tax paid on leased property. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has amended provisions relating to anti-profiteering authority under Central Goods and Services Tax, CGST, rules to incorporate reference to Directorate General of Anti-Profiteering instead of Directorate General of Safeguards. Mumbai Bench of National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has ordered liquidation of engineering, procurement and construction, EPC, company Hindustan Door, Oliver and its associate HDO Technologies after lenders failed to approve the resolution proposal submitted by the company.